All right, 10 minutes gone past the hour of 4. It's time for us to switch our conversation a notch higher. And it's time for us to talk, like I would always say, for development. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Hard Facts and 92.3 Nigeria Info, and I am Kaladakuru Batubo. Right, I've got an important guest today via the phone, and we will be looking at what I have entitled the Wike Fubara Accord 2023. I had to check the dictionary definition of accord, and it's like an agreement. Some kind of agreement between two parties, two parties who are having different opinions on same issues, something like that. That's how it's defined. And, there are reports, I cannot verify these reports. However, some prominent Rivers people or Rivers politicians have posted these agreements on social media, several of them, or is it one agreement with several clauses? Let's put it that way. And, for more than a month, we have been talking about the political drama in Rivers State, and we've called in lawyers who have given us different interpretations of the Constitution, like what is needed for a lawmaker who wants to defect. And, we've seen several court orders as well. However, some of the clauses that I've seen, some of them, for instance, that the 27 defectors will be embraced by, the House of Assembly, so to say. There are talks about all court orders being withdrawn from the impeachment to, all court orders. There are talks about, everybody stop fighting, basically. And because of that, I've decided to speak with a former Commissioner for Employment and Economic Empowerment here in Rivers State. And during the 2023 election season, he was the spokesman for the Presidential Campaign Council of the People's Democratic Party in Rivers State. I am talking about Dr. Lelonu Nwibubasa. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? And welcome on the show.
Thank you very much, and very good afternoon to you.
All right.
Kalada.
All right. Once again, welcome. So let's start from what your thoughts are on the political drama that has been playing out in Rivers State all this while. We have not heard from you. We've not heard what you think about this. I mean, given what has been playing out in the political scenery, and I mean, you're also a politician, what will you say? What are your thoughts?
Well, clearly, the drama in Rivers State concerning our leadership, our political leadership, is something that right now is quite obvious to well-meaning people of Rivers State that this is an act by a single individual to privatize the Rivers State political space. And I'm referring to the ex-governor, the present minister of the FCT, who in every way has made all attempts to hoodwink the present governor, ensure that he will continually politically kowtow to him. But unfortunately, we have seen a young governor who has demonstrated a bit of very strong interest for the development of the people. I know that to a large extent he may be standing alone or with a very few politicians for now, but the strength that he should derive, the strength that he should tap on, is the strength of Rivers people, who has clearly understood that the ex-governor had planned to buy over the future of the Rivers people, and it's very clear. And so Rivers people are saying, no, And so I think that for what's happening in River State today, it is one man against the state. And I don't think one man can win against the state.
Now, yesterday, the former governor and FCT minister was talking, and he made it clear that he is for peace, but he would not surrender his political structure, you know, for that peace that everybody's talking about. Let's take a listen to what he said.
It's only who don't know the value of peace that will talk about trouble. All I pray is that this state is owned by all of us. People like you and your fathers, have fought for the unity of this state. And that's what I stand for. Me and my team will accept peace, but will not allow ourselves to be dragged down. Look at what will go down. Who will protect our people? Who will talk for our interests?
All right, so he's saying that it's not that he wants to take River State, from what I understand from that statement. He's saying we want to be politically relevant, and it's looking like they are taking away the political structure. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Kalada, let's look at this very clearly. No one can make claims that he is for peace when you cannot adhere to the tenets and prerequisites for peace. For there to be peace, there must be justice. For there to be peace, there must be fairness. For there to be peace, there must be equality. For there to be peace, people must embrace the entire tenets of democracy, which are part of what I have listed. And so it is the height of criminal hypocrisy for you to want to hold to a government and continue to dictate to a sitting governor after you have left office, you have been a governor for 8 years, and you go to the public to say that you are for peace. Barrister Nweke has never shown in any way that he's a man of peace. He has always demonstrated himself as a man that likes trouble, that likes war, that likes chaos, that likes distortions.
I mean, why do you say so?
And so
why do you say so? Why do you say is someone who likes all of these things you've described?
Yeah, clearly, if you follow the history of the FCT minister, his history and attitude has been that of betrayal and causing of war and discord. He did it between his ex-boss, Rotimi Chubuike Amaechi, and the former president and the wife. He has always wanted to catch on opportunities to cause discord. And this is very clear. He did it against Rivers people in the 2023 election. He fought the PDP presidential candidate, ensuring that his votes in Rivers State were transferred to the President Tinubu against the will of Rivers people because of his own personal interest.
And those are
so such a man coming out in the public to say that he is a man of peace and is suing for peace is the height of criminal hypocrisy. Two, you talked about the structure. I have said this, and I'm saying it for the often time, that the FCT minister has no structure. Political structures are made up by human beings. And before he became governor, there were governors before him that have been maintaining the structures of the party on which people ride into power. And so by the constitution of the PDP, the sitting governor becomes the leader of the party. And so the moment you are no longer in that office, you have nothing, you have no hold on the structures of the party and the people that make up the party. And so, when he talks about structure, before he became governor, on whose structure did he rise to become governor? These are the questions we need to ask.
You've just said that.
Do you now realize that the structures is talking about are Rivers people? The structures is talking about are rudimentary party structures that has been available from the time of Governor Peter Odili until this day.
Can I throw in a question? Now, if you say the structure at the people, the party members and all of that, could it be that he's saying that the party members are not being carried along, the people who fought the battle for him to become governor and not being carried along, and so he's dismantling the structure, so to say?
That is not true. It is rather true that the governor of Rivers State handpicked all the members of the State Executive Council that became commissioners under this administration. It is rather true, which he has also boldly said it, not knowing that those are criminal declarations, that he bought form for all the members of the House of Assembly, including the governor and including every other person in the National Assembly. And so every other person that is in one position or the other in Rivers State today, including the 23 local government chairmen, they were all handpicked by the ex-governor who is now FCT minister. Of all these people, let me ask you and ask Rivers people, the commissioners that resigned, were they sacked by the governor? Has he dissolved any local government chairman? Did he remove the House of Assembly members? They voluntarily declare their allegiance to another party that did not sponsor them to be in the assembly. So tell me, which position is in the PDP or in the government of River State today that any one individual in River State nominated any person to? The present PDP acting chairman in River State, after His Excellency Desmond Akawo left, is the governor's cousin from his local government.
Now, can I come in now? Let me ask a question. So what has the PDP done in resolving this crisis? Now, you've made some heavy allegations on the show. What has the PDP done? I mean, you've said, the structure was erected by the former governor and all the things you've said. But what has the PDP done since this fight started or this drama started playing out? Because you seem to be in the know of some of the things that are happening. Then why has the PDP as a party not acted?
Clearly, Kalada, it should be, the truth must be told, and that's my position. The PDP National Working Committee before now has demonstrated an attitude that we feel has compromised their position as party leaders, especially as it has to do with River State. And so we had expected, even before this moment, during, before and after the presidential, the general election, that the likes of Barrister E.N. Wike would have been suspended from the party. But we discovered that most of the party executive at the national level were completely compromised by this same man.
Go ahead.
But we thank God that the PDP leadership is rising from their slumber. They have given out a statement before now and even today, reasserting that the party could not have sponsored these 27 members and then they walk away from the party and expect to retain their seats. And so PDP maintains that the 27 lawmakers who voluntarily vacated their seat by jumping ship, their seats must be filled. And this is a constitutional matter. It has nothing to do with any presidential directive. It has nothing to do with any concocted accord. Whether the accord is being signed by the governor of River State or not, the governor has no right to decide on constitutional issues that are before the law courts already.
Okay.
This matter is before the judiciary.
Let's go.
PDP is working to act on this.
Let's go for a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'll ask you if there is division in the party, and then we'll go into the clauses as seen in the purported accord on social media. So just stay tuned. I'll be right back.
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station.
Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
All right, 29 minutes to the top of the hour. You're still listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Khaled Akorubatubo. And with me on the show is Dr. Lelonu Nwivubasa. And we have been looking at the Wike Fubara Accord 2023. And that's how I've entitled the show or the segment for the hour. All right, welcome back, Dr. Lelonu Nwivubasa.
Thank you very much, Kalada.
All right, so let's quickly look at some of the, clauses on the purported accord as seen on social media. One, all matters instituted in the courts by the governor of River State, Fubara, and his team in respect of the political crisis in River State shall be withdrawn immediately. Two, all impeachment proceedings initiated against the governor of River State by the River State House of Assembly should be dropped immediately. Three, the leadership of the River State House of Assembly as led by the Right Honorable Martin Amewule shall be recognized alongside the 27 members who resigned from the PDP. Four, the remunerations and benefits of all members of the River State House of Assembly and their staff must be reinstated immediately, and the governor of River State shall henceforth not interfere with the full funding of the River State House of Assembly. Five, the River State House of Assembly shall choose where they want to sit and conduct their legislative business without interference and or hindrance from the executive arm of government. Six, the governor of River State, Sir Fubara, shall represent the or shall represent the state budget to a properly constituted River State House of Assembly. Seven, the names of all commissioners in the River State Executive Council who resigned their appointments because of the political crisis in the state should be resubmitted to the House of Assembly for approval. Eight, there should not be a caretaker committee for the local government in River State. The dissolution of the local government administration is null and void and shall not be recognized. All right, so what do you make of this? I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, you see, this piece of writing sounds to me like child's play.
Okay.
You know, you cannot, it is not possible that a matter that has to do with Rivers people, a matter that is constitutional in nature, a matter that is between the three arms of government with full powers from the constitution for separation of powers can be reduced to a mere teaching discussion where people will sit down and pepper soup over decisions that has to do with the political future, economic future of a people. I mean, this is too childish. And I don't expect that the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the commander-in-chief that is supposed to be the number one defender of the Constitution of the Federal Republic, will sit down to reduce our grand norm to a mere piece of paper agreement when
Dr. Lelonu,
it's unconstitutional.
We don't know.
Yes.
You know, remember, you and I, when we were talking off air, we said it's not yet official. It's something that we have seen on social media. However, it's said to have been initiated. Of course, the meeting was said to have been initiated by Nuhu Ribadu, as seen on the X page of NTA. So we don't know if it's the president or if both of them came and they negotiated and they came to an agreement.
Don't get it mistaken completely.
Okay.
If the meeting was initiated by the National Security Advisor,
yeah.
He is an appointee of the President of the Federal Republic.
Okay.
And every action he took, he took it on behalf of the President of the Federal Republic.
Okay.
So there's no gainsaying that it was, and it is, the President of the Federal Republic that initiated this concord. This, in fact, I don't know how to describe what is so prognoscious, is so pungent. It's not something that should even come off, that people should know about, that this kind of thing happened in a constitutional democracy.
What if the governor agrees to this?
So clearly, you can see that every point as listed on the so-called accord is against the constitution in the first place. To the best of my knowledge, some of the court cases that involves the House of Assembly was not instituted by the government. It was instituted by the new leadership of the House of Assembly. And so the governor cannot withdraw matters that he did not personally institute. That's one. Two, it is a constitutional matter that lawmakers who jumped ship and left the party that sponsored them to the assembly, you don't need any court order. All INEC needs to do is to conduct an election to fill their vacancy, because that place has been declared vacant. Three, a budget having been passed by a well-constituted House of Assembly, recognized by law, because the High Court judgment that recognized Right Honorable Edison is subsisting, cannot, except by the order of a Supreme Court, revisit a budget having been passed into law. That budget is now a law that can only be reversed by the Supreme Court of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And so it is, and then you can now see that it is for pecuniary reasons that they went into this accord. They quickly imputed their allowances, their salaries, their all that. That's what they want. And that is what they were looking for. And so you also look at a situation where 27 members of the House of Assembly who have defected and their seats declared will be given permission to decide on where to sit, to do what. What are they going to sit to do? Their seats are already vacant. There's no place to sit. They must continue to stand and roam about. And in fact, they are roaming. They are roaming legislators, so to speak. They have no place to sit.
All right.
So all that has been listed is not just against the constitution, but it's against the liberation of Rivers people who at this time are very eager to have a leader that possess the will to be different, the courage to dare, and not the timidity to maintain the status quo. And that's our advice to the executive governor of Rivers State, that he needs to stand up, possess his will to be different, the courage to dare, and not the timidity to maintain the status quo. He should not allow Rivers State leadership to slip into the hands of these men whose minds
can I ask a question?
All forms of bigotry.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Please go ahead.
What if the governor accepts, you know, like we're saying, it's not yet verified, you know, if the agreement is true?
I am not speaking like one who is speaking that the governor has not accepted. I am speaking on the proviso that should it be that the governor has accepted by that piece of signature that is there.
Mm.
Let's take it tentatively that he accepted, he signed. He has only signed a document. He has not signed the collective resolve and will of Rivers people.
Okay.
One singular signature of the governor cannot sign our collective resolve. And so, having signed that piece of accord, he needs to come back home and ask Rivers people, this piece of accord that I signed, did it represent your collective interest? And we tell him no. At that point, he is helpless. The Constitution of the Federal Republic, when it started, said, we the people. The moment the people says no to any aspect of the Constitution of the Federal Republic today, it becomes zero, because it must go through amendment to reflect the will of the people. So how much more a piece of accord done in the kitchen of the NSA in the presidential villa?
Now, you started by saying that the governor does not have enough people politically backing him, and I want to ask you the question I've asked before: why is the PDP not backing, you know, the governor? You know, going by your narrative, why is the PDP not behind?
Not clearly.
Go ahead.
Let's look at it. You know, there is a process that led to the emergence of the present government.
Okay,
and that process, by the principal actor, the main antagonist, the minister of the FCT.
I mean, it depends on what angle you're looking at it from. Some would not agree. Some would say he's the protagonist. You know, I'm just saying.
No, he's an antagonist. He has never. No. Let's not even go into that. Okay. Let's look at the bit of the issue.
It's good. All right.
He already set the template for division of the party through the process of the election. And of course, he had in mind to divide the party and weaken the party so that he can keep the governor at his whims and caprices. Now the marriage has gone sour. You will expect that it will be difficult immediately for the present governor to rally all the other stakeholders, because those stakeholders were already on the other side of the divide based on the political crisis that rocked the states. The same thing happened at the PDP National, because clearly, while the ex-governor was campaigning for the present governor, he was also campaigning for President Tinubu, and that was not a good deal for PDP. But today, it is clear that the present governor has a hope. It is clear that he needs to go back to his foundations and his roots. The PDP National has demonstrated a lot of support and will. They've made a statement on the decamping of the legislators and what must be done. We are also expecting that leaders of River State politics, especially the PDP leaders, concerned PDP leaders in River State, they must also get up and rally around Saint Fubara at this moment.
So are you saying that there is a division in the party? Because you've said there are two divides, or there are divides in the PDP, you know, due to what transpired during the election period. Are you stating that there is some kind of division in the party?
No. When you talk about, we talked about division in the party based on the activities of people prior and after the election.
Okay.
The division that is seen by the constitution that can allow defection in any party must be a division that balkanizes the leadership of a party at the national level. As at today, PDP has one national working committee and one NEC and one board of trustees.
All right.
Not even in River State, where this crisis is taking place, can we even say that the PDP is divided? The PDP still has one state acting chairman under Honorable Aaron Chukwuemeka. So there is no trace of division. Not even the PDP in my ward is divided in River State.
All right.
So clearly, there is no basis for what the legislators did. So what we expect the present governor to do today, while I am advising the elders of Rivers PDP to quickly rally around him, he also must reach out to them. And not just to them, he needs to call the stakeholders of Rivers State across party lines and begin to address stakeholders of Rivers State.
All right.
Because the state belongs to even the unborn children of Rivers State. They have stake in the state. And so the governor must play that role, because he is the leader, the father, and he must take that role at this point.
All right. Let's open the phone lines.
If River State today is a ship, if River State is a ship that is sailing to a direction, a destination, His Excellency Saint Fubara is the captain. And the captain must know how to call for help when there is need. We cannot continue to take this insult, this denigration, this subjugation of our collective destinies by one single individual that has been given all the opportunities a state can offer.
All right, then. Let's pause you now and let's open the phone lines. We've got 15 minutes to the top of the hour, so we can talk to some of the listeners and get their thoughts on this very issue, or the issues that we have been talking about. All right. Just so you know, we're talking about the Wike Fubara Accord 2023. That's how I've tagged it. And if you go on NTA's X account at NTA News, you would see it there. It's a pinned tweet, I think. Is it pinned? I don't know, but it's like the last tweet that they made. And, you know, they said, breaking news, a meeting of stakeholders brokered by the NSA, Nuhu Ribadu, issues directives to resolve political impasse in River State, and I've read some of the clauses therein, and you've heard it. So let's get your thoughts, and let's hear what you think. Remember, I've got with me via the phone Dr. Lilonu Nwivubasa, and we have been talking. He's a PDP member, a PDP stakeholder, and he's also been a part of government in River State, so he knows a bit or two about the issues currently happening. I start with Braid, who's calling from Oginigba. Braid, welcome. What is on your mind, please? Tell me.
Yeah, good afternoon and greetings to Lenono here, yeah, as a doctor. Compliment of the city.
All right.
Yes, my name is Comrade Embrace. Yeah, I totally
confirm all right,
to the statement of the dog.
Can you hear me now?
See what happens?
No, I can't hear you. Probably you need to interpret what he's saying.
And the Tori Rubadu to be able to call for such a meeting, and it can only invite the cronies of years or weeks, because the people that are present as I said, the former governor Odili is a crony, the former chief of staff is a crony, and other islands that are there. And why must it be after on Sunday when former governor years or weeks come to River State and plan that one capitulation to APC failed? People refuse to come out to Polo Club, Potato Club. Suddenly, they now wrote a script and give to the president to quickly act on it. And that is one of the matters that are in court.
All right.
And they did not invite the speaker, Edith Ray, for that meeting.
All right, break,
so
thank
I
you.
I think we're expecting our governor to come and address us.
All right, break. All right, break, thank you very much. Break, I've got to go. I've got to go. Thank you very much. Doc, he was talking about the meeting, only friends of majorly friends of the former governor were present, but not many friends of the current governor were there. And so he's asking what could be the reason behind it. And it's similar to the question I asked, you know, the PDP being behind the governor. But let's take another call and we'll get back to you on that one.
No, clearly you can even see a meeting where issues are supposed to be resolved between the present governor and his erstwhile godfather. You see the PDP state caretaker chairman. Sorry, the APC state caretaker chairman,
yeah,
Tony Okocha.
Yeah.
Also coming to sign documents.
Okay.
Did it become a...
Let's pause you first.
A bipartisan resolve.
Let's pause you first. I've got Favor, who's calling from Rumolumeni. Favor, welcome.
Thank you. Calabar, my brother.
Welcome. Let's get your tools, please.
I want to stand by the governor of River State, Sir Similis Fuara. Sir, that peace accord, if I were to be a council chairman or even ordinary councillor representing a ward, I will discard that peace accord. I will trash it. Sir, how on earth could the president interfere in that manner as a father? If President Tinubu, we are to be in the shoes of Similaye, governor of River State, will he accept that peace accord? Excuse me, sir. While President Tinubu was governor of Lagos State, he had a loggerhead with Obasanjo for 8 years. Obasanjo withheld their federal location. It worked. Sir, River people, as a River man, we are standing by the governor of River State, Asimila Efumara. We should do away with that peace accord. It's against our people. It's against our age men. It's against our women. It's against our youth. It's against every River man. It's on both sides.
All right, Favor, thank you very much.
You should be a man and stand. Sir, I disagree with that.
Your thoughts are noted. Thank you very much. Moving on, I missed Alvin's call, but let's take other people's messages. And this one says, Kalada, the only accord in Vivish State is Dumo's accord, and other one is not acceptable. American from Ogbakri. I get your joke there. Let's see. This one says, MEB, I'm asking, where are the good, prominent Rivers people, I guess you meant to say. The opposition party members to this man called Wike businessmen and women, the youths of the state. We all need to rise up against the plan to put the state inside the pocket of one person. We should know that nothing good comes easy. And the eyes have seen their plan clearly to torment the people of the state. Even so-called president does not have anything for the people. They are a bird of same feathers. We, the people, should know our rights. The state is ready to change already. MEB. Now, let's come back to you, Doc. Everybody talks about peace. You know, they say peace is the pathway to the prosperity of a nation. They say we should give peace a chance so that we can see development at play. Don't you think this is a path to peace? You know, shaking hands and letting bygones be bygones for the sake of Rivers people, of
course.
Well,
I've said it. I've stated this when we started our conversation, that there are prerequisites for peace. And one of it is justice, fairness, equity. If you don't have this, you can't be talking about peace. It's hypocrisy to want to put a governor and the entire state in your pocket and you want peace to be maintained. It is hypocrisy that you will stifle the funds of a state and divert funds directly from internally generated revenue and give the sitting governor impossible projects and tax that you know will take the funds, siphon the funds of the state.
But the former governor denied these allegations. He said these are not the issues.
When push comes to he will come to understand that these things are clear and we have seen it. Okay. You will appoint all sitting commissioners for a sitting governor and you want peace to reign. You appoint his chief of staff and his chief security officer and you want peace to reign. You advise a sitting governor not to attend any meeting in Abuja and you want peace to reign. You ask a sitting governor to get clarifications from you before he approves certain amounts of money in River State and you want peace to reign. What kind of peace can be built on such level of imbalance? So, the accord has nothing. See, the peace that can endure in River State is for you to return governance to Rivers people.
Okay.
Until governance is returned to Rivers people, and the government is seen to be doing what is the very interest of the people and not the dictate of a single individual, you cannot be assured of peace.
All right.
This sends the person of the governor, even if they had succeeded to remove the present governor, they will not still have peace until the state is returned to its owners.
I've got to go at this point, Dr. Lilonu Nwibubasam. Time is far spent. I'll have to say goodbye. But thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Kalada, for always calling on me.